Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you under, over, sideways, or just down, or up? One way or the other, we will help you through your day here on the Good Day program. It's the 17th of August, and happens to be Thursday. Put your X down wherever you can. Speaking of X's, I guess, can we say that with our unified social media handle, Jay, we can use at Good Day Networks on X?
On everything, yes.
Yeah, okay. No longer, just put all the other stuff that we've been using for years out of your mind, out of your life, out of your focus. All social media handles at Good Day Networks. So you're going to use the usual Facebook, maybe Instagram, at Good Day Networks. That's the way it works as of right this minute, right this moment. So you can write WRITE for the RIGHT moment. Right? Right.
Left.
You writing?
Left.
Right. Now. I think I left hand turn. Okay, so what in the world? Here's Janet Yellen. Remember she went to China last month? And apparently she had a mind-blowing experience during her trip to China. The United States Treasury Secretary says that she dined at a restaurant in Beijing with some of the people that she was over there to visit. And she was served a dish that featured mushrooms known for the psychedelic psycho effect. So she says, quote, "I went with this large group of people. The person who had arranged our dinner did all the ordering." And so it was this delicious mushroom.
So basically she consumed magic mushrooms without her knowledge.
That's it. Magic mushroom time in China for the Secretary of the Treasury. I don't know that it helped her out very much. She thought it was fun. I don't know. I've never had any psychedelic mushrooms. Have you?
No.
Yeah, experience all about. What do you do? I know the only psychedelic experience I ever had was when I was in Peru a couple of years ago, and I had that stuff. What do they call it? The green stuff. I know it if I hear it because we've talked about it before. But it was.
But isn't it when you do some kind of psychedelic? Isn't it you're supposed to be with people you absolutely trust? Because.
Yeah. Who knows what
it can go bad real quick.
Oh, yeah, it did for me. It went really bad really quickly. So she said she had an extremely magical day. She loved the mushrooms. Anyway, magic, that sounds, was there a movie, called Magic Mike? Maybe we can have Magic Mike and his mushrooms. Wasn't he Selma Hayek, the last one?
Yeah. What was it? Magic Mike Double XL or something like that?
Yeah, right. It was cute. So maybe that's the way we move forward now. All the people that are important in our government, what we do is we feed them magic mushrooms. Can you imagine Joe Biden on magic mushrooms?
Also, can you imagine if somebody in the U.S. did that to a delegate who was visiting from another country without their knowledge?
Right. Uh-huh. Donald Trump on magic mushrooms. Now, there's a visualization, right? Let's get them all. And, oh, wait a minute. This would be even better. How about we put Zuckerberg and Musk on magic mushrooms and then put them in the cage? They'd probably end up dancing with each other. Have a magic moment.
Magic moment.
Mushrooms. Yeah. All right, so as long as we're talking about China and Janet Yellen going, she went over to try to, as I understand it anyway, straighten out some of the problems that we're having in exchange. That is the exchange of currency. The Chinese are trying to make the yen or the yuan or whatever it is. They use the yen. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, or is it Y-U-A-N or just Y-E-N? in English, but it is not.
I think it's the yen.
That's the yen. Right.
I could be wrong.
I'm yearning to know more about the yen. I'm getting silly. There's a problem with the state banks in China this week because they're trying to sell dollars. The dollar is now, without question, the strongest currency in the world. The dollar is shining, in fact, this week on the economic resilience that we're showing in America. We're stumbling a little bit because the interest rate's gone up a little bit again. But there is a problem around the world. Australia has an unemployment problem, and the rate hike is taking its toll there. China has a real serious problem. That's why they're selling dollars, so they can run their country. So we've got a good situation in terms of the value of the dollar. We don't like it here because there's way too much, it's not inflation. Well, the government, in my mind, the government created a recession that we've had for the past 8 months or so. It's not a bad recession, it's not horrible, but it's taken its toll on a lot of businesses. And the best way you can see it is see the price of oil and gasoline. That always predicates a lot of other things because we all need energy to run our businesses and to run our lives and to, it runs everything. So if it goes up in price the way it has, and it reflects somewhat what's going on in the economy, we all have we have a bit of a problem. I don't know that taking magic mushrooms is going to fix that problem, but probably it was fun while it lasted. Speaking of problems, we've been talking about Target here off and on this week because of the problems they've had. They promoted Pride Month, and that seemed to affect the value of their stock and of their earnings. So now they have announced that they're going to fine-tune, in quotation marks, their merchandising approach. And so they've been cowed, if you will, that's an expression, they've been bullied into not promoting Pride Month as they wanted to because people don't like the fact that they're trying to give everybody an even shot. Maybe that's not the way you see it. That's the way I see it. I don't really care about
trying
people.
Trying to be more inclusive?
Well, yes, there's a little too much of that, I suppose, depending on how you measure it.
Why is there too much of including people?
Well, I think the way sometimes it's done is over the top. Sometimes people are included and others are excluded. At the price of inclusion is exclusion. And I think some people view it that way, whether it's true or it isn't true.
But other products weren't taken away. There was just only an addition. So in including some people, why were other people excluded when their products were still there?
You're asking a question to which there may not be a good answer. At least as far as I don't see, there's a difference. I'm a libertarian, probably through and through, and I don't have a problem looking at the rainbow. I don't have a problem giving people their due. I think that there is a lot of ignorance, and there is a lot of misunderstanding of what all of this stuff is. At least in my mind, looking at this, I hope objectively, as I try to be, I'm not always objective about stuff, and I admit to not being objective, but in this circumstance, you get the Republican politicians, and you have some of like Fox News and Newsmax all out there yelling about, this is Pride Month, is Transgender Month, and it's satanic, and they come up with all kinds of claims, and then they throw them like mud at the wall to see if it sticks in places like Target. So Target, I'm not sure. I don't run Target. I can't tell you how those people are thinking, but it looks to me like they've removed some of the themes because of some of the backlash from some of their customers. Or were they really from their customers? Were they really, or was it, it's like the beer drinkers for Bush, Anheuser-Busch. Are they really, is the protest coming from beer drinkers?
Mm-hmm.
Or is this coming from these people who create problems because they want to create problems? Because they, I think the commitment to support diversity in and of itself, the word's being overused. Diversity is a word that has now become pale because of the way it was used. I think we have to come up with something else. Equality. What was that? What's the expression? Diversity, equality, inclusion. There's some other. There are other words that are used sort of coterminally in.
Well, it's one of those things that some people just live their lives differently. And I think that there is a sense of forced acceptance that
if
somebody lives a life differently than yours, you have to accept it. And that's not the case. You do not have to accept it. If that's not the way you live your life, you don't have to accept it. But just because
but
you
leave them
are
alone.
Not forced to accept it, it doesn't mean you have to make somebody else's life more difficult.
Right. Yeah. That's a great explanation. Thank you. That's probably, I think we stopped the conversation right there because that's a brilliant way of getting to the point. The point is, you don't have to live your life that way if you don't want to. Nobody's forcing you to. And the only exception to that for me, and I'm not sure even that that's part of this discussion, but when you get down to the brass tacks of the discussion about youngsters who are trying supposedly to find their sexuality, youngsters don't know anything about their sexuality when they're 13, 12 years old. And so somebody who's 12 years old that says, I think I want to be a boy, who's a girl, or vice versa, I think you don't take that seriously, or you there's a different way of understanding. I don't know. I actually don't know what to do with that.
With the gender stuff, it's a societal norm. And you think about it, once upon a time when little kids were being raised and the toys they played with, well, boys play with this and girls play with this. Boys do this, girls do this. And now we live in a society where it's like inanimate objects do not have genders attached to it. If a little girl wants to play with something that was once deemed only for little boys, or vice versa, they can. If a boy wants to wear something like a pink shirt, it doesn't mean he thinks he's a little girl. It's little kids don't have gender identification. They're little kids, one way or another.
Yeah. And so let's not push them into something that is not appropriate. But the rest of the stuff, leave well enough alone. It's not, doesn't affect you. That last discussion, that last few moments there with Jay explaining that, there are a lot of folks who don't, they're confused by all of this. And I'm not being, I don't think I'm being disrespectful. I just think that it doesn't, I don't necessarily understand it all myself, frankly. So anyway, there's probably enough of that, but it is certainly worth our consideration. That's why we're talking about it here on Good Day 18 at the Hour.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight. But the most important part of any weight loss program, it seems to me, is whether you can keep the weight off.
You're working out, you're exercising, you can maintain it easier and longer that way. When you rebuild lean muscle tissue, you just overall feel better. And then you can just use Calitrin for maintenance. If you start to lose the muscle mass, you start to see your energy start to decline, you can get back on it.
What's the deal at the moment is we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the dog days of summer sale going on, so it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's a great sale to stock up and save on there. It's at toploss.com, that's TOPLOSS.com, or call us toll-free 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And when you check out, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right, here we are, 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program with Jay Kirshner at the Ready, Thursday the 17th, and in social media news / celebrity. This is trending stuff. Get to the bottom line. Do I over-explain this, Jay, do you think? With all of the... Okay, is it celebrity what? News, social media news, is trending?
Yeah,
blah, blah, blah,
technically, isn't it all always trending? It's always trending stuff.
Trending things. And things that you want to share with us, your thoughts on our new social media handle, which is at Good Day Networks for everything. Jamie Foxx is starting to feel like himself again, so he says, and he's reflected on his unexpected dark journey. I think it's worth talking about because there's so much attention paid to it and has been since whenever these complications started. I think it was back in April. So let's talk about that and what he's gone through and what he is willing to talk about. We'll do that after this.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
All right, so this is pretty interesting, pretty compelling stuff. I'm not sure that we know everything, and I'm not sure he wants us to, and I'm not sure it's even any of our business.
Yeah, I'm not sure we ever will.
Yeah, right, exactly. But he says he's finally starting to feel like himself. I watched an episode of Beat Shazam last night that has, what's Nick Cannon, I think, is the host.
Oh, yeah, filling in for him.
And,
mm-hmm.
And he's no Jamie Foxx. He doesn't, he's almost, he's not rigid, but he's not creative enough. He's not an Nick Cannon is not an actor. He's a performer in a way. Isn't he the announcer on which one of the shows is that America's Got
Talent? Nick Cannon He is an actor. He has done many things, and he's hosted his own stuff, but most of the things he's hosted has been a little bit more of the, like, goofball variety. So I think he's probably trying to, be a little bit more professional.
He also does a radio show.
Yeah, he does radio show, too. And he also hosts The Masked Singer, which he does a great job on that, but it is kind of, it's not so much trivia as it is more,
All right, let's not make this about him. Let's talk about Jamie Foxx. And he says he is very thankful. He keeps referring to it as a dark journey, but now he sees the light. He's able to be himself. He's grateful for everybody who sent their good wishes. God is good, he says. I think that to myself every day, all day. And so, all of the things on his social media filled with lots of great comments. Jeremy Renner writes, "Bless you, my friend," which is just...
Who had his own battle.
Yeah, he sure did. He was lucky to get out of that.
Yes.
Alive this past winter. Yep, right, exactly. Octavia Spencer writing, when somebody put God is amazing and so are you, yes, he is. Glad you're better. The written messages that he's posted on Instagram express how he's feeling, but not what happened.
Doesn't that go to show the people that he keeps in his circle? Because how many celebrities don't want something out there, but then sources are always giving it away?
That sources
no,
say.
There have been no sources quoted as saying anything.
Yeah. All right. So the good news is that Jamie Foxx is coming around, so we can hold on to that. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. I'd like to share with you guys today three very important things that you can do to keep your pets healthy and happy. The first thing you need to do is relieve the stress your dog or cat may suffer. Now, I know what you're saying. What kind of stress does my dog or cat have? Well, it's been proven in studies that the same stress and anxieties that humans have goes from one end of the leash to the other. So if you're stressed, your dog or cat's going to feel it as well. Exercise. We all know how important exercise is to make us feel good and make us physically healthier. Well, exercising your dog and cat is just is important, and that exercise actually helps alleviate the stress. And what about affection and love? We all want to train our dogs and have dogs that'll sit and stay when we tell them, but what about teaching your dogs that affection and love are just as important? I spend a lot of time with my pets when they're doing nothing. They're just lying on the ground, hanging out, just telling them how good they are and how much I care about them. Don't always wait for your dog or cat to do something very amazing to get that pat on the head or that hug and kiss. Just walk over when they're laying down and tell them how much you love them. It's good for you. It's good for your pet. I'm Warren X.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LIN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. At least 110 people are confirmed dead in what has become the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history. The devastating wind-driven blaze tore through the town of Lahaina on the island of Maui. Hawaii Governor Josh Green confirmed the new total in a news conference, adding that roughly 2,000 people are still without power. A federal appeals court is upholding parts of a decision limiting access to an abortion pill. Judges on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals sided with a Texas judge and agreed FDA did not properly follow procedures when it loosened access to the pill. The pill will not be available through the mail, but will remain on the market. The FDA website says that as of June 30, 2022, there have been 28 reported deaths in patients associated with mifepristone since the product was approved in September of 2000. Lance Pry, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
What have you got to say?
Can you believe he just said that? Tell Doug what you think. Don't like something we're talking about? Well, let's see if you can do better. Call 855-999-3684 and steer the conversation. That's 855-999-DOUG.
Now 34 at the hour. This is the Good Day program. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Our new social media handle, very exciting, at Good Day Networks. How can you forget that? And as long as we're celebrating new things, today is National Thrift Shop Day. If you're a thrift shopper, where do you go? We have a Savers around here. We have, Goodwill, Salvation Army, right? Those are the three biggest ones, are they? They have pawn shops, right?
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, there's all like the, there's, what is the one, Plato's Closet for, middle school, high school kids. You have a bunch of ones that are only really local. And it's such a great idea. Not only is it something that, because it is gently or lightly used items, or some still have the original tags on them even. And some people just can't afford that. So this is a great opportunity. But also it's repurposed clothes. So if you're in the camp of not wanting to buy new clothes because it adds to fabric and waste and all of that stuff, this is another good thing, too. I think we've recently talked about how Natalie Portman will not wear or buy anything new. Everything she has, even red carpet events, are all repurposed, whether she bought them at a secondhand shop or she partnered with a designer who uses fabric from previous stuff and then cuts it up to make a whole new dress, but with that same fabric. It's fantastic.
Yep. It's a very cool thing. I think the idea of it used to be that it was kind of poo-poo. I'm looking at a screen. I have three screens in front of me in my studio, and one of them I bought for $10 at the Goodwill. It was Goodwill that is here. We have Goodwill. We have around this Nicola, which you have all these things. And so I went and found a perfectly good screen that I could use for one of the things I have to keep my eye on, and it was $10. And I hooked it up.
That is great.
Yeah, why not? This is about clothing, furniture. You can find a lot of, I don't know.
Different kind of good stuff.
Yeah, right. You can get ranges, maybe refrigerators. What the heck? And people who want you to buy them, well, they're not energy efficient. You know, if you only have $50 for a new refrigerator, no one's going to lose a lot of sleep about whether you can.
Also, how would they know? Unless they're actually physically coming into your home to see this with their own eyes, how would they know?
Yeah, how do they know what is costing more money or what you are? But you can afford what you can afford. So I'm all for, I think it's completely wasteful, and we do so much of that. You know, we talk about packaging and plastic and the things that...
Oh, my goodness. The packaging has gotten really absurd with a lot of deliveries. You will get
Amazon trucks all over the place. Yeah.
Well, not only that, but the packaging itself. You'll get this big box for two small items. And it's like, really? Did you run out of smaller boxes? Why did you use this massive box for these two little items? And the box is just filled with all the extra paper stuff. And they're not breakable items.
Nope. Very good. That's you're right on it today, Jay. Thank you. Jay is on it. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with a reminder about what happens when you call 800-419-DOUG. You, right now, can be one of 10 people to win two free nights in Las Vegas just by dialing that number. 800-419-DOUG, which is 800-419-3684. You've heard me talk about this, and you've been thinking to yourself, I think I want to do this. I could go to Las Vegas in a couple of weeks or a couple of months. All you have to do is claim this stay. They have a number of resorts in the network, and come enjoy the Vegas lifestyle. That's what it's about when you dial 800-419-3684. All right? It's no gimmick. It's just call and have some fun. So here is the 17th. I'm looking at potential cards. I'm taking a deep breath because this thing takes your breath away when you look at the pictures and the video and stuff still from Maui. The devastation, the record-breaking cross winds that are, I think, part of the toll. I was looking at some of the, trying to get an early clue as to what triggered this Maui wildfire. So there's a security camera at the Maui Bird Conservation Center, which is in the eastern region of Maui, and it captured a bright flash in the woods about an hour before the first report of a fire erupted. And so this is the reason, perhaps, or at least the power company wants you to think, that because there was so much power grabbed by people, the grid was being incredibly stressed, that it could have caused the wires to, because there was so much juice going through them, one of them failed. Well, you know what? If that's true, then they have left themselves open. They would go bankrupt and out of business because everybody will sue them because they didn't do what they're supposed to do. And most of the power companies don't. It's just another focus on a problem that we have because in this circumstance, the capitalism that we live by and love, has gone awry a bit because the responsibility that you have running one of those companies isn't just to make money, but to provide safe power and not endanger the lives of, what are we up to, 106 people dead now?
And it just happened so fast, so quickly.
It was moving a mile a minute. So the governor of Hawaii, Josh Green, saying that it's now, you know, they don't really know. There's a number of people who just, they can't find them. And if they were in the fire, they burned to a crisp and never find them anyway.
Mm-hmm. Some of the people that were unaccounted for have been found. There was a family who, I don't know the story about this house, but they believed that their house was going to be able to withstand the wildfire. And so they stayed in their home, and they went and got people who were out on the streets and brought them into safety. So there ended up being about 60 people found in this single home, all survived. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those people were originally unaccounted for until help arrived.
So from the place where the fire probably started to the beach and Lahaina,
Lahaina. Mm-hmm.
Lahaina. 85% of everything in the path burnt to a crisp, 2,000 plus acres. The police department in the work. Imagine being a police officer in that circumstance or a fireman. It's like being in New York on September 11th. Mm-hmm. Same kind of thing. And hopefully they didn't breathe in all of that stuff, but it was an older community. The buildings were old, so there's bound to have been stuff in those buildings that you certainly, if it's incinerated, you don't want to breathe that stuff.
Yes, yes.
But anyway.
Well, also on the mainland and most other places, whether it is a structure fire, a terrorism event, a wildfire, you have all of these firefighters in the area and then the surrounding communities who will come and help, and then a lot of times people will travel in. Well, in Hawaii, most people had to travel in, and it's going to take a lot longer. I mean, what is it? From L.A. to Maui, is that an 8-hour flight, 6-hour flight? It's not a hop, skip, and a jump.
Give me that again, from where to where?
To fly from L.A. to Maui, that's about, what, an 8-hour flight, a 6-hour flight?
About 6 hours, yeah. Yep, a little bit less than six. But, yeah, it's the same as me getting on a plane in Boston going to Los Angeles. That's how I compare. It's the same ride, and I've done it a number of times. It's, you know, the difference in riding from Los Angeles to Maui is there's nothing under you except water. At least when you're flying from New York or Boston or Washington or whatever to the West Coast, you look underneath you and you have a problem. Okay, we can land in Kansas City with a problem. When you take off from Los Angeles, LAX or SFO, or the Seattle, CAA is the handle for Seattle's airport. When you go, it takes you about 30 seconds to get off the runway and go out over the water, and that's it for 6 hours.
And so, you know, so if there is something and you need to make an emergency landing, you are 100% making an emergency landing in the Pacific.
Yeah, but it hasn't happened. I can't remember, actually, last time there was a problem. That was one of the things that people were worried about when we went to basically two-engine aircraft from three-engine or four-engine aircraft.
Uh-huh.
The concern was, if one of the engines goes, what happens if you're over the Pacific or over the Atlantic or wherever you might be over a long stretch of water? But that hasn't borne out to be a problem. It seems that they got the reliability of the engines, and that's cool. All right, meanwhile, back to what's going on Maui, FEMA. There are 185 people are still missing. They're in the search and recovery they're working in. And there are a lot of people out there, hundreds of people trying to find other people. Imagine, though, again, the mind blower for me is looking at the pictures of the main drag, which is on the ocean, and all the cars that are hundreds and hundreds of cars just burned to a crisp. Everything's
to the ground. Into the ocean.
Yeah. Right, exactly. So imagine the weeks and weeks and months it's going to take to try to figure this out. And your insurance rate's going to be affected by this, whether you know it or you don't know it. The people that are insuring the same companies for the most part over there as here on the mainland. And as all that stuff goes into a pool, the actuarial numbers will affect everybody's. This is probably the biggest insurance grab that is going to. And the government's going to be involved in it. What people don't realize, though, okay, we can rebuild. But what about all the stuff? This was an old town, 185 years.
It was historic,
years.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
right.
Iconic. And this was one of the big travel destinations in Hawaii, yeah. And on Maui even. And even if you stayed on a different side of the island, you still would typically at least take one day to travel to Lahaina. It was just one of those things.
Here's Amanda Bratton, who's lived there for 28 years, said our whole town is gone, our jobs are gone, our house is gone, our cars are gone, our community is, everything's gone. So can you imagine the mental stress on people who are being expected to kind of, you know, pull themselves up by their bootstraps.
Figure it out, yes.
Yeah,
it will be nice to see how other businesses on the island who are okay, how they help, if there will be any hotels that will start housing anybody who has survived. And, it'll be interesting. But, okay, so not to make this, like, dark or political, but I have not seen until recently a lot of mention of President Biden not really talking about it much. I know he recently said he was getting a lot of heat for not even going over there yet, and he said he doesn't want to get in the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like the entirety of Hawaii was on fire. You can still go over. I mean, look at Oprah. She got over.
Yeah. Sure, she lives
was
there.
Turned away
and by
from
the way,
some of the areas.
Right. Some of the she got into a jam of sorts because people thought she was trying to take advantage of this. She brings TV crews in. Television people shooting what's going on as she's helping people, and it appeared that she was trying to make some hay out of it. Okay, we'll do all of this, and we'll put a TV show together.
Yeah, but or was it to show what was actually happening?
A
picture's always so much, but when you see the video.
Yeah, picture worth a thousand words, that's what they say, and that certainly is true with the Maui fires. Doug and Jay here, 48 after the hour on the Good Day program.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the four-day super sale, August 18th through the 21st, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on. And all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III. And trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's Food Farm Family Time here on the Good Day program. Find our daily update at foodfarmfamily.com. That'll help you understand what may be recalled, some of the influences on food, what's available, what it costs, that sort of thing. All there every day at your service, foodfarmfamily.com. You'll find the story of this group of pork products that's been recalled. There was not an inspection or, I guess, a re-inspection. This was imported stuff from a company in St. Charles, Minnesota. They're recalling some frozen raw pork products. It's the Bellboy Import Corporation. These were not presented for import re-inspection. So there's nothing really that says there's something wrong with it.
Yeah.
And frankly, what happens, this is kind of an oxymoron because so much stuff comes into this country that isn't inspected at all, mostly beef. I don't know that I've seen this this problem with pork before. But maybe because pork is more dangerous or considered more dangerous, if you don't cook it all the way through, then there may be a problem. And I think that goes for it, not just this. I think this is a little over the top, but I would tell you that now the reality is, because you don't really know where the beef is coming from, where the pork is coming from, even sometimes, excuse me, where the chicken's coming from. So cook it through and through, no matter what it is. Cook it through and through. And so don't consume, I would not consume anything that's considered meat. Pork is meat. Beef is meat. Chicken is meat.
Mm-hmm.
Do not eat it unless you cook it through and through because you're asking for it. in this climate. Go ahead. What did you start to say?
Oh, no. I was just going to say I don't eat red meat anymore. Oh, I don't really eat most meats anymore. But right. Red meat. I used to. And there are just some things where it's like, okay, you need it at least a little bit pink still to be good, because if it's overcooked, it's not great. But you have to really know where it's coming from and trust the person. Most times I would only have it that way if it were cooked in a restaurant, because they are highly trained and it's better quality than if you go to somebody's house and they just don't cook it all the way through.
Right.
One would think, exactly, yes.
All right, so speaking of cooks, the woman who cooked and served that meal is believed to have killed three people and left one more fighting for his life has spoken out to give her version of what happened. Patterson is her name. This is a mystery that's gotten a lot of attention, not only here, but in Australia, where it actually happened. So this is very interesting when you get right down to it. We're into mushrooms again. We're talking about the lady who's Secretary of the Treasury, Yellen, going to China and having some kind of mystery mushroom thing. Yeah. That, you know,
she should have
had
those magic mushrooms. Yeah,
right.
Had fun, right? Apparently, though,
yeah,
enjoyed the experience.
But some of them are poisonous. Yeah, go ahead.
This one. And the thing is, it's not like she just went and bought them. This happened in Australia, and it's not like she just went and found them in a garden or something and picked them herself and decided to make them. She bought these from a market, so there was no reason for her to not trust them. And while charges have not been brought, because it could have been a authorities are saying this could have legitimately been a genuine accident, she's still a suspect because it was her meal that she cooked, and it was her estranged husband or ex-husband. They still have a good relationship, apparently. He was supposed to be at this meal. His parents were at this meal, her in-laws, who she lost both of her parents or her own mom. And so her in-laws were really surrogate parents. She loved them. That's what she said. She absolutely loved them. She had no reason to want to harm them, and she's absolutely distraught this happened. It was her mother-in-law's sister and her husband who were also there. The sister's husband is the one fighting for his life. The other three passed. But apparently her children were there too at one point. But they ate the leftovers, and they ended up having kind of like a different meal. They don't like mushrooms, so they didn't eat the mushrooms. It was a beef Wellington dish.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those heartbreaking, if this is true, that she did not mean to kill these people, this is a heartbreaking, devastating accident. And if she is kind of a psychopath and didn't mean to murder them, well, I hope they figure that out, too.
Yep. The story of a big suit at Starbucks. A judge yesterday ordered Starbucks to pay a former employee who has already given $25 million in wrongful termination money an extra $2 million in damages. Shannon Phillips was the regional director for Starbucks, sued back in 2019 because she was fired, she said, for being white. And apparently the juries all agreed, so she got almost $3 million in back pay. They have to pay whatever the tax consequences are for this. And she also is getting $25 million in settlement money, punitive and compensatory damages following the trial. Wow.
Wow.
That is a slap.
Racism does go both ways.
Yep, you're sure right about that, for sure. Yeah, I think her supervisor was black. That was the whole idea behind it. All right. As an overview of some things happening in the Food, Farm, and Family Department, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner here. Now, 59 after the hour on Good Day.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.